Hello. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast called Healthy Ish from Body and Soul. I am your host, Felicity Harley, and joining me in the hot seat, well, yeah, she is new, is our new Friday guest slash co-host, Tabby Wilson. She works behind the scenes at Healthy Ish, and we are talking about the three hottest topics of the week. Tabby, g'day. How are you?
Good.
You're good. I really like that word, g'day. It sounds so Aussie, doesn't it?
I love a little bit of an Australianism, I think.
Yeah, it's just like, g'day, mate. How are you?
I know. And today we've had like our first cold snap, I think of the year. It feels officially like we are entering autumn and winter, and I love a bit of chill. So I'm excited about that as well.
Oh, see, I hate it. And I'm like, who put the heating on this morning? No, we're not there yet. But actually, you'll be good to know, listeners, this is a shout out to an upcoming ep next week that I just recorded, and it's about how to, well, adjust yourself to the seasons and why living seasonally is actually better for our health. But not going to give away anything more. Let's talk about what's on the agenda today.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, well, let me kick off. I just wanted to highlight this news and applaud the Victorian state government, because news this week is that Victorian public servants could soon have access to paid period leave. Now, this is a really big deal. I mean, this conversation has been around the world for the past couple of years. Last year, Spain became the first country in Europe to introduce paid period leave. So basically what's going on in Victoria is the union negotiated a new deal. It's an in-principle agreement, so it's not actually a law yet, with the state government, which would give public servants in Victoria an extra 5 days leave for, well, your periods, menopause, perimenopause, and other reproductive health issues. So it's an extra 5 days on the already 10-day sick leave each public servant is entitled to. Awesome news, right, Tabby?
So huge. I mean, I know we all know women in our lives who really struggle throughout their periods. And that's just if they have a normal menstruation cycle that's not accounting for people who are suffering from things like PCOS or endometriosis. Like, in fact, I know many friends who have just had to take annual leave. So this is so exciting.
I think the other exciting thing for me about this deal is that it actually finally, you know, it's another way we can improve gender equality, and a pretty easy way as well, just to acknowledge that, I mean, it's an acknowledgement for women that, yes, periods can suck. Menopause can suck. These conditions can suck.
We've got this long history of women and their pain just not being acknowledged. I mean, we've talked about that a lot on Healthy-ish, and I feel it's a very current conversation that for years and years and years, women have been ignored in medical and health research, and their pain has been ignored as well. And this just feels like a tiny step towards saying, hey, but it's real. Like, it's something that women are really struggling with. So, yeah, really exciting.
Yeah, well done, Victoria. Now for the rest of these states and territories to follow. So just to let you know, if you are in Victoria, what happens next? That employees now will vote on the agreement before it can be finalised, and then it needs to go to the Fair Work Commission for formal approval. So nearly there, not far off yet, and well done, Victoria. And come on, the rest of the states and territories.
I know. When will New South Wales follow suit?
Well, we will wait and see. Okay, what caught your attention this week? What did you like in the health and wellness zeitgeist?
Well, this week, I think I kind of went looking for my story, if that makes sense. I am a prolific nail biter. Anyone in my life can tell you that. And I am like someone trying to quit smoking. I try and stop every year. I almost think I've got it, and I always end up back to biting my nails, even though I know I've read all of the things about it being, I mean, bad for your health and just generally unpleasant. So I went on a bit of a deep dive to try, and I'm like, this is the year I kick the habit, 2024. And I found a brilliant article actually by Jess Barr, and she just talked about how It can be a habit that we have a lot of shame associated with because it's often thought of as kind of a childish habit. And she also spoke to a psychologist who kind of weighed in and just spoke about how it's often tied to stress, anxiety, occasionally obsessive compulsive disorder, which wouldn't be me, but I just thought that was really interesting. And then, of course, as everyone will want to know, how do you stop? So they said probably one of the best ways is just to have a really good manicure. I've tried this. It's never worked for me, but they've talked about something called BIAB, which is sort of like a healthier alternative to SNS. Really strong, and it's designed to kind of strengthen and make your nails healthier while you have it on. Because one of my big issues is if I do get my nails done, once it all comes off, they're so weak and broken that I immediately start picking at them again. So I'm going to try that. I will report back and let you know if it
works.
Report
back, thanks. Yeah. Oh, good luck. That's a hard habit, Tabby. Like a hard, I mean, I've not been a nail biter, but that's hard. And can I just highlight, I hope you're not too stressed.
Yeah, it's just one of those habits that I never thought I'd still be doing at 26. So I am determined that this year is the year I kick it, even if I have to wear gloves full time. That is the level we have reached.
Okay. Well, we'll report back in a few months. Now, just quickly before we go, I just want to share a rundown of the most clicked story on bodyandsoul.com.au of the week. It was another weight loss one. Last week, we talked about the one habit hampering people who want to get back to their healthy weight, and that was using the scales. But this week, it's all about the one food that zaps belly fat. Yes, a lot of us want to get rid of that weight around our middle. And remember that actually too much belly fat can be pretty dangerous for your health. I mean, it's given the proximity to the majority of your central organs, stomach fat can heighten your risk of chronic conditions such as diabetes, liver, and heart disease. So what is that food? How do we get rid of it? Now, according to experts in our story, there's one simple way that repeatedly comes up in studies to kickstart weight loss, and that is regular whole grain consumption. So foods like brown rice, barley, oatmeal, and even popcorn.
That's really interesting, especially when I feel every couple of years we end up back on the sort of fad that we should go gluten-free for weight loss. I think a lot of people associate gluten specifically with bloating, which I know is not the same as weight gain, around your middle. So I think that's such an interesting one that people are not going to have expected.
No, actually, I mean, there's a few studies we mentioned in the story, but there's one particularly that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and it found that regular whole grain consumption in a group of participants was linked to a decrease in body fat percentage over a 16-week study period. So lose the white rice and up your brown rice intake.
I love that. Top tip.
Okay, Tabby, speak to you next week. And as always, if you do want to read more about any of these stories, I will leave links to them in the show notes. And make sure you pop a comment in the review section wherever you get your podcasts. Tell us what you think. We are open to all sorts of feedback. You can also DM me if you have any story ideas. I am at Felicity Harley across social media. Anything else, head to bodyandsoul.com.au. Follow us on socials, grab our print edition, which is out in your local Sunday paper. And until tomorrow, stay healthy-ish.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.